moon landing. It is natural the boys should whoop it up for so huge a phallic triumph, an adventure it would not have occurred to women to think worthwhile, made possible only because we like huddling in gangs and knowing the exact time. Yes, our sex may in fairness hurrah the deed, although the motives that primed it were somewhat less than menschlich. A grand gesture, but what does it period, what does it os? We were always adroiter with objects than lives, and more facile at courage than kindness. From the moment the first flint was flaked, this landing was merely a matter of time. But ourselves, like Adams, still don't fit us exactly, modern only in this, our lack of decorum. Homer's heroes were certainly no braver than our trio, but more fortunate. Hector was excused the insult of having his valor covered by television. Worth going to see, I can well believe it. Worth seeing, nay. I once rode through a desert and was not charmed. Give me a watered, lively garden, remote from blatherers about the new, the von Browns and their ilk, where, on August mornings, I can count the morning glories, where to die has a meaning, and no engine can shift my perspective. Unsmudged, thank God, my moon still queens the heavens as she ebbs and falls, a presence to glop at. Her old man, made of grit, not protein, still visits my Austrian Several with his old attachment, and the old warnings still have power to scare me. Hubris comes to an ugly finish. Irreverence is a greater oaf than superstition. Our apparatniks will continue making the usual squalid mess called history. All we can pray for is that artists, chefs, and saints may still appear to blight it.